Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
First of May, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update 4. Monday, 10th of February 2020, from Manx Radio, a 30-minute look at the latest news on the Isle of Man. Plus background to the news, Manx Sport, Business, Sea Watch, travel updates and the newsmakers in person. Tonight, how does the coronavirus affect the Isle of Man and what's the international view as it spreads even further? Behind schedule, yes, but the new Union Mills public housing is very energy efficient. More on the survival of our post officers. And when is a firework? Well, when it's silent.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First at 29 minutes to 6, the update news headlines. Fastamai, John Moss.
Fastamai, Andy. Strong westerly winds are battering the island tonight. They'll continue until 6 tomorrow morning, with gusts reaching 70 miles an hour. This evening's sailing to Heysham was cancelled. It means no return overnight, of course. Tomorrow morning's crossing will once again be subject to a decision taken by the master in the morning. Manx cycling superstar Mark Cavendish isn't in Great Britain's squad for the World Track Championships in Germany. It means he'll miss out on a track spot for the Tokyo Olympics later in the summer. The Manx missile needed to race in a World Cup event or the World Championships to be eligible. A new social housing complex in Union Mills will exceed standards in energy efficiency, according to those behind the project. Braddon Commissioner's £4.5 million development, known as Mullandawi, will feature four apartment blocks with a mixture of one and two-bed units. Eight people in the UK are now being treated for coronavirus. Four more cases have been confirmed today, two of them healthcare workers. A GP surgery in Brighton has been closed because of its links with one of the newly diagnosed patients. Health chiefs in the Isle of Man are continuing to closely monitor the situation. Health Minister David Ashford says our guidelines will be adapted according to the advice they get from Public Health England. And campaigners seeking to stop a plane deporting 50 people to Jamaica have lost their case at the High Court. Lawyers will appeal against the decision this evening in an attempt to stop the deportation, which is due to take place tomorrow. Those are the news headlines, Andy.
Man Benham Advocates. Call us on 639 350 or visit manbenham.com. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goramaya, thank you, John. From the Ronald's Way Met Office, gales or severe gales in the North Irish Sea for the next 24 hours. Sleet and hail showers on the island on a strong to gale force southwesterly, gusting 55 to 70 miles an hour tonight. Through the night, the wind will throttle back for a while. Wintry showers will persist. We're down to 4 degrees for Tuesday. Jemert, mostly dry and sunny with isolated wintry showers and the strong to gale force westerly up to 6 degrees. Overnight 3 into Wednesday, Jacrane, when it'll be dry and bright with a lessening wind and 6 degrees. Low water tonight, 26 minutes to 7. High water is at 29 minutes past midnight. Low water through the night is at 9 minutes to 7 a.m. and sunrise at 13 minutes to 8.
For bespoke tabletop glass cut to measure, visit Manx Glass and Glazing in the Snugborough Trading Estate.
26 minutes to 6 on Manx Radio. After the news at 6 o'clock tonight, agenda with our local democracy reporter Ewan Gorn. The UK today declared coronavirus a serious and imminent threat to public health. New powers to deal with its spread have been put in place. These include forcibly isolating people with the infection. Beth Espy from Manx Radio News has been talking to our Health Minister, David Ashford, MHK, to find out how the island is responding.
Yes, they have this morning. In terms of that, we'll be assessing the public health advice and we'll be adopting accordingly based on what we believe the risk profile is. We've said all along from the start of this that we follow the advice of Public Health England. I know that the Director of Public Health has been speaking to the Chief Medical Officer in the UK while this has been developing over the last couple of weeks, and we will obviously adapt our guidance accordingly based on what the advice from Public Health England is.
Do we know if there have been any potential cases of coronavirus over here?
There's been no confirmed cases over here as yet. Obviously, we monitor the situation, and if people are presenting with symptoms, then we would undertake appropriate tests and also isolation. But no one has been confirmed with coronavirus on island as yet.
So no one confirmed, but have there been any people presenting with any symptoms?
People present all the time with various different symptoms. I mean, they're flu-like symptoms. symptoms. So the important thing is that there has been no one on the island diagnosed with coronavirus.
The advice then remains the same?
The advice remains the same for the time being, and public health will update that advice in line with best practice internationally and obviously with due regard to what Public Health England is doing.
And how closely do you keep in contact with Public Health England?
Because our Director of Public Health has been chatting with the Chief Medical Officer in England. It's a very, very close relationship. We're adopting many of their standards, so we have comparator data. And obviously our main throughput into the island, although we obviously have routes to Scotland and the Republic of Ireland as well, our main throughput is England. So it's important that we monitor things from that point of view.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, providing the island's first truly unlimited tariff.
24 minutes to 6 on update on Manx Radio. It's understood a GP surgery in Brighton has been forced to close after being linked with one of the four new coronavirus cases confirmed today. They'd all been in contact with a businessman who contracted it in Singapore and then flew to the French Alps. That patient's from the area where the County Oat Medical Centre's based. The British Department of Health has called the virus a serious and imminent threat to public health, but the overall risk to the population, they say, is moderate. Professor Jonathan Ball is from the School of Life Sciences at the University of Nottingham, and he specialises in emerging diseases. He's been speaking to Sky News' Sarah Jane Mee about the coronavirus. Do we know any more about how it's being spread?
I wish we did, and I think this is the problem. We don't have a full understanding of what's happening over in China in particular, because obviously that's where most cases are being reported. And there are still key questions that we haven't had answers to. And that's no criticism of China or the Chinese scientists. It's just an incredibly rapidly moving thing. So, for example, we suspected that people might spread the virus when they don't have symptoms. And I think this was even mentioned with the current case in the UK. But we don't know if that's true. We also don't know how many people who have very mild infections can transmit the virus, because they also pose a significant risk to other people. If this virus just turned up or was spread by people who had very serious disease, it would be easy to bring under control because we'd know who they were, they'd get isolated, and therefore they wouldn't spread the virus.
It's a race against time to develop a vaccine. We know that virologists, scientists and the like are all working on that. In the meantime, it is still just the 8 cases in the UK at the moment. Those patients will be receiving treatment. What kind of treatment will they be receiving? Because, again, as we've spoken about, it's still a virus that there's very little understanding of.
Yeah, well, in terms of the disease as it's manifested in most of the cases outside of China, it's been a fairly mild self-limiting infection. So they felt generally unwell, and they may have had some slight symptoms associated with difficulties in breathing or a cough. But in the worst case, if it develops into pneumonia, then obviously they need support with their breathing. And unfortunately, every now and then, and particularly in the severe cases in China, there's evidence of multi-organ failure. So essentially, your immune system starts to become a little bit too overactive. It produces far too many of the chemicals that we like to use to coordinate our immune response. And these chemicals, unfortunately, cause a lot of damage if they're released in excess. And so lots of different organs like your kidneys and your liver and your heart and etc. can start to fail. But thankfully, it's incredibly rare. But of course, it is happening. And most people who are most at risk are the very elderly, so over 65s, and also people with other diseases like heart disease, asthma, diabetes.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Good evening. It's 21 minutes to 6 on update from Manx Radio. Well, the steam packet sailing schedule looks like a bad school report. It's all red at the moment. No Ben McCree this evening. The 7:45 departure is not going to happen. It's been cancelled. Consequently, the 2:15 won't be coming back. Tomorrow morning's 8:45 will be decided at 7 o'clock in the morning by the master. Obviously, the returning 2:15 in the afternoon, Tuesday afternoon, dependent on the 8:45 tomorrow morning. But everything is under a cloud at the moment. Tomorrow's 8:45, the resultant 2:15 return. Tomorrow's 7:45 and the 2:15 back first thing Tuesday morning. So we keep our fingers crossed and hope that everything goes well out in the North Irish Sea for the steam packet. Of course, the Ben McCree The only vessel on duty, the Fastcraft Manannan, resumes her seasonal services into Liverpool next month, March 27th. The first sailing of the year to Dublin is the day after March 28th, and she heads to Belfast for the first time on April the 8th.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
A new social housing complex in Union Mills will exceed standards in energy efficiency, according to those behind the project. Braddon commissioners are putting £4.5 million behind it. The development is Mullan Dowie, and it'll feature four apartment blocks with a mixture of one and two bed units. Each will be highly insulated, triple glazed, and won't be heated by oil or gas in a bid to reduce the carbon footprint of the new housing complex. Our local Democracy reporter Ewan Gorn went to the site and spoke to Braddon commissioners Christina Corkill and John Quay.
We've asked the designers to make sure that they exceed the standards for insulation and construction, treble glazing, that sort of thing, no fossil fuel heating, it's all going to be electric. So we're really pleased with it, the way it's coming on.
And you, as a board, you've pored over every detail of this, haven't you?
Well, we wanted something that was sustainable and that the people would actually really enjoy living in. We wanted them to have a feeling of space, even though they're flats, and I think we've achieved that.
There was an issue, though, wasn't there? That's been resolved, the drainage.
Yes, we had an issue when the site survey was done. They didn't take into account that this is built on solid rock, so where the drain was originally proposed, the surface water was originally proposed to go, couldn't be done. So now we're going out onto the main Peel Road, where we have enough fall to get there, and then the sewage will have to be pumped. It'll have to go into a clod jester and be pumped a couple of metres.
Some people have said that the best thing local authorities can do is provide new social housing. What's your view on that?
Certainly, there's always a question of housing. I think that's going to be something that comes up generation after generation, and it's very hard for people to get onto the property ladder. And also, people's lives don't sometimes go the way that they planned either, and they may find that they need social housing. And that's why it's important to have very good quality social housing, because if you're comfortable where you live, then you're able to do more in society as a whole.
And you think you've achieved comfortable housing here by the look of it after we just had this tour?
I think we have. I mean, just looking at them, they're very airy. I'm surprised how much space there is when you compare them to sort of first-time buyers' houses that have been built commercially. These apartments, there's so much more space in them. Great big windows which are going to catch heat. And we hope that the heating will only have to be used in the coldest months, in December and January, and that the rest of the time they'll be energy neutral.
Manx Radio's Business Briefing, powered by Y Manx.
It's 16 minutes to 6 now. Lego bricks are going green. Lego set itself the goal of turning all of its bricks green by 2030. The Danish toy maker wants bricks and figurines to be made exclusively from sustainable plastic by the end of the decade. In order to do so, Lego's partnering with different stakeholders, including scientists, to develop environmentally friendly toys. The company's testing alternative materials such as wood and sugar cane to replace its crude oil-based products. Lego sells 75 billion, with a B, bricks every year across the world. And just across Scandinavia, in Stockholm in Sweden, Spotify has agreed to buy the podcast network The Ringer, another sign of the Swedish streaming giant's push into general audio content and digital media. Founded by the former ESPN commentator Bill Simmons, The Ringer has more than 30 podcasts as well as a website covering sports and popular culture. The move's a continuation of Spotify's buying spree of podcast companies, having spent roughly $400 million last year for Gimlet Media's Anchor and Parcast. Of course, it wouldn't do for me to pass without telling you that Manx Radio's podcast is also available at manxradio.com and via all your Google and Apple and other podcast providers. The Manx Radio podcasts are many and varied.
Why Manx? Technology, communications, services. Find out more on 641199 or visit whymanx.com today. Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify. The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
As if by magic, UK and European markets closed mixed amid ongoing concerns about the coronavirus In China, the dollar hit a four-month high against the euro as concerns about the coronavirus boosted demand for safe havens. Oil prices dipped on weaker Chinese oil demand in the wake of the coronavirus outbreak, and as traders waited to see if Russia would join other producers in seeking further output cuts. Gold rose as the death toll from the coronavirus outbreak rose further and investors sought safe havens from economic impact. In corporate news, travel and tourism stocks were under the cosh with airline EasyJet and cruise operator Carnival, both lower amid worries about the impact of the coronavirus. Luxury brand Burberry, which has a large exposure in China, lost ground. On the upside, NMC Health, always in the news, it was the standout gainer after confirming it had received highly preliminary approaches from Kohlberg Kravis Robertson Co. and GK Investment to buy the company, as its founder and a major shareholder were forced to step back from the board after their shareholdings had been reported incorrectly to the market. And at the close, talking of markets, the FTSE 100 was down 0.25% at 7,446 at 5 o'clock. The FTSE 250 down very slightly at 21,493. And in Frankfurt, the DAX down a fifth of a percent at 13,489. Just after 5 o'clock in New York, the Dow Jones up 0.25% at 29,181. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index was up 0.6% at 9,578. And in Chicago, the S&P 500 up 0.33% at 3,340. On the exchange markets, the British pound sterling is worth one American dollar 29.1 cents and 1 euro 18.3 cents. And in commodities, the top two commodities, gold up 0.25% at $1,574 an ounce, and Brent crude down 1.5% at $53.60 a barrel.
When it comes to investing for the future and that all-important personal service, look no further than the award-winning team at Ramsey Crookall. Ramsey Crookall is the island's largest firm of stockbrokers and investment managers, and have been servicing the investment community with a broad range of services for over 70 years. For that all-important personal touch and financial expertise, contact Ramsey Crookall. Telephone 673-171. Call into Securities House, Athol Street, or visit our website, ramseycrookall.com. Ramsey Crookall are members of the London Stock Exchange and licensed by the Financial Services Authority.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom. Investing in our people and technology.
Good evening. We're live from the Isle of Man at 13 minutes to 6.
Manx Radio Sport.
Faster my Tim Glover.
Manx cycling superstar Mark Cavendish has not been named in Great Britain's squad for the World Track Championship in Germany. It means he will miss out on a track spot for the Tokyo Olympics later in the summer. The Manx missile needed to race in a World Cup event or the World Championships to be eligible. Cav was hoping to ride in the Madison in Japan as it returns to the Olympics for the first time since 2008. He's a three-time world champion in the event. But he could, of course, still compete in Tokyo in the road events. And Laura and Jason Kenny are among six Olympic champions who've been named in that squad for the championships in Berlin. It's the final preparations for Tokyo 2020, of course. Fellow gold medalists Ed Clancy, Katie Archibald, Eleanor Barker and Philip Hines are also in that Berlin team. Mercedes F1 boss Toto Wolff says keeping Lewis Hamilton at the team is the obvious pairing going forward. The six-time world champion is out of contract at the end of the season and has been linked with a move to Ferrari. But Toto Wolff says he isn't worried about losing his star driver. And Arsenal's Mesut Ozil says the squad are happier being managed by Mikel Arteta than they were under predecessor Unai Emery. That's a look at your sport this evening.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions.
11 minutes to 6, the matrix signs from Bagarrow, Sulby, Hilbury and Ramsey to the mountain are saying high winds and ice. And do watch out, there's a yellow warning for wintry showers and icy patches on roads tonight. Do take care. Station Road, Port Erin's got temporary 24-hour three-way traffic signals. They're mending a gas main in Port Erin. Bride Road in Andrust, two-way traffic signals and closure of the zebra crossing for emergency repairs to the collapsed footway between Andrust School and Croft Park. Elsewhere, the Rhenab Road in Glenmona has got a temporary closure between the Cornet Road to the railway crossing north of Ballaglasglen for highway resurfacing. All the information about planes, trains, boats, buses and roadworks and Douglas Promenade at maxradio.com, powered by Millie Chaps of Ramsey. The 5 past 5 to London City from Ronaldsway has been cancelled. There was no inbound flight. Elsewhere, the Dublin departure leaving slightly late tonight. The 5 to 6 Edinburgh flight will be leaving at 25 to 7. Later departures for Manchester and Liverpool on time. The 8 o'clock departure for Gatwick showing to leave at 8:30 tonight.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions
670-145. Arbury, Castletown and Maloo MHK Jason Morehouse is to ask the chair of the post office, Julie Edge, the following in tomorrow's House of Keys: whether any sub-post officers were performing well enough that they would be meriting the advertisement for a replacement sub-postmaster if the need had arisen on January 31st, 2020. Sean Cowper asked Mr. Morehouse more.
You've got a situation where at the moment the sub-post office, once an existing postmaster decides he wants to move on, for whatever reason it is, the post office have got to make a decision, what do we do next? And at the moment it seems to be a decision based on, let's close the post office rather than look at the wider situation. And I don't want to keep going back to Ballasilla, but if you actually look at the data we got last week regarding the success of the Ballasilla post office, you know, it's 7th, 8th and 6th in terms of its position for selling things like vehicle licences, putting out pensions and other types of services they're providing. So it is a popular one. So if we're dealing with a top 10 branch that isn't meeting their needs, then potentially all the other post offices are at risk. So we need to just step back and see what actually is happening here.
Is the post office shooting itself in the foot a little here then, if it's closing some of its more popular branches?
From my perspective, these sub-branches should be the shop window where they can offers various services, they can really find out what people want and meet that need. There is a situation going forward that if they're restricted to deliveries and packages, then the deliveries are going to fall back, and in terms of the box and whatever they're delivering, there are going to be alternative providers. So this is something they've got at the moment that could be used more effectively.
Mr. Morehouse won't be the only one to approach Miss Edge about the post office. Ramsey MHK Laurie Hooper wants to know whether the post office could start delivering benefits and pensions to our doorsteps as they do with foreign exchange currency. Mr. Hooper explained to Manx Radio's Lewis Foster why he is asking the question.
Post office is talking about a demand-driven service. Yeah, that makes sense. Tim to prove that. But they've never really been clear what they mean by this. I've asked questions about minimum standards of service, minimum levels of delivery. And what we're seeing in places like Ballasalla is they're delivering a postal service, but not necessarily delivering benefit and pensions. And I feel that maybe because those are perhaps the more expensive parts of the service. Maybe they're the ones they make losses on, more so than the postal services. So if that's the case, we need to find alternative ways of making sure people can access those services in their community. And if going forward it isn't going to be possible to have a post office counter in every village that has this service, we need to be thinking of more creative ways of making sure people can access this service. And when you're dealing with people that are more vulnerable, people that are collecting pensions in cash, people that are perhaps without a bank account, saying, don't worry, you can get a bus to the next nearest village, okay, that's an option. But the post office already delivers cash to your door. If you want to buy foreign currency, they have a service where they will deliver that to your house. So if they're already saying it's okay to deliver foreign currency to your house, and they have a way of identifying people using the MyCard that already exists, surely it's not a big step to say, well, we can also deliver British currency, Manx currency, to your home address as part of your pension or benefit collection service. You know, we need to be bold, I think, in thinking about new ways of delivering these services, especially as we are seeing fewer and fewer people demanding this level of service, this kind of service. And I think the old methods, the old model, isn't sustainable, so we need a new model, and maybe this could be part of that.
We often have fireworks in Tynwald, but in a week's time, MLC David Cretney wants the whole subject, rockets and sparklers, all debated off the back of a petition started by Judith Corrin. It's got over 800 signatures and the substantial backing of the MSPCA and its manager, Joanna Warburton. Fireworks or animals?
There's one rescue dog and one boarding dog being exercised at the same time. And the firework display wasn't actually on Bonfire Night. I think it was on the Monday night. subsequently. There was no prior warning. It actually started quite early, and it absolutely petrified the two dogs in question. We didn't know to keep them in or to take any remedial action. I mean, every year we issue advice about what you can do when it is fireworks night, or there are publicised fireworks displays on the island, and we know we have one in every town. But coming back to the petition, you know, we do support it, and we were encouraging people to sign it in our charity shops and here at our Jerkle, because I think it's the indiscriminate setting off of fireworks that is the problem, and then pet owners can't take any remedial action like we weren't able to.
Joanna Warburton, General Manager of the MSPCA. David Cretney is bringing this to the attention of Timwald. He says the petition, as it stands, argues for organised displays only or quiet fireworks.
My view is that the legislation at present is overgenerous in terms of the time it allows people to not have to even give notice that they're going to have firework displays. And that will be one of the points I'll be making. And I think that the legislation to me is a little bit loose in as much as there's a get-out clause for people who might cause harassment. My own view is that if there were certain tightening up in certain places, then that may make things better. People are required outside those periods to submit notification to a newspaper that they intend to have a firework display so that neighbours around are known. Now, in 2004, that was completely irrelevant. We're now in 2020. And as such, I think it might be more useful if social media outlets and others were available so that people had really proper notice that fireworks were going to take place.
And finally, officials in Britain are looking at the possibility of building a bridge linking Scotland and Northern Ireland. The idea has been championed by the UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson, whose official spokesman has called it a proper piece of work. Experts have raised concerns about the depth of the Irish Sea in the presence of dumped ammunition. The UK Prime Minister reckons it will cost about £15 billion. That's it from Update tonight. Thanks to producer Sarah Hendy. It's been compiled by the resources of Manx Radio's news department and will be available as a podcast within the next 10 minutes. And if you haven't subscribed yet, you can get all of them, all the updates, via our podcast providers, also via Apple, Google, Smart Speaker and Spotify. Details at manxradio.com. That's it. Watch out for the weather. Watch out for the wintry showers and do drive carefully. Update returns Tuesday evening at 5:30.
WIP